think we begin seeing our first hymn, 558. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him.
With long life I will satisfy him
and show him my salvation.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge,
even
No evil shall befall you.
Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over you.
To keep you in all your ways.
In their hands they shall bear you up.
Lest you dash your foot against the stones.
You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra.
The young lion and serpent you shall trample on your foot.
You shall call upon me and I will answer him.
And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life I will satisfy him.
And show him my salvation.
Glory
be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord,
have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy on us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for today is from the fifth chapter of Micah, beginning with the second verse. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, you, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is from the first chapter of Hebrews, beginning with verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers of the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and uphold in all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand with majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?" But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of the Passion reading of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's Supper. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, also called the Passover, drew near. And Jesus said to his disciples, you know, after 2 days is the Feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man will be given over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and scribes assembled with the elders of the people in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted how they might take Jesus craftily and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, one of the 12. He went his way to the chief priests and captains and spoke together with them how he might betray Jesus to them. They were glad to hear him. He said to them, what will you give me to betray him to you? They promised to give him money and agreed with him for 30 pieces of silver. He accepted, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him in the absence of the multitude. Then came the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare the Passover, that we may eat it. They said to him, where do you want us to prepare it? He said to them, go into the city. And when you have entered the city, watch for a man bearing a pitcher of water. When he meets you, follow him into the house where he enters. You shall say to the man who lives there, the master says to you, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house. Where is the room for me to eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you to a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. The disciples did as Jesus had directed them. They came into the city and found it as he had told them. And they made ready the Passover. When the hour was come, Jesus sat down with the apostles with him. As they were eating, he said, I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall not eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. As they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Truly I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father. There is also strife among them as to which of them should be accounted the greatest. He said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. It shall not be so among you. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is the chief, as he that serves. For who is greater? He that sits at the table or he that serves? Is it not he that sits at the table? But I am among you as a servant. You are they who have continued with me in my temptations. I appoint you to a kingdom as my Father has appointed me. You shall eat and drink at my table in the kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus knew that his hour was come to depart from the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. Already Satan had put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel for which he was girded. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not now know, but after these things you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you will have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has been washed does not need to wash more than his feet, for he is clean altogether. You are clean, but not all of you." He knew who was to betray him. That is why he said not everyone was clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me the Master and the Lord. And it is good that you say this, for so I am. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I have done this to show you the way to do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen. The scripture must be fulfilled. He that eats bread with me has lifted his heel up against me. Already now I tell you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives anyone whom I shall send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." When Jesus had said these things, his spirit was in turmoil. He bore witness and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, dumbfounded about whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was leaning on Jesus' bosom. Simon Peter said to him, "Ask who it is of whom he is speaking." That disciple who was reclining at Jesus' chest said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus then answered, "It is the one to whom I shall give the piece of bread after I have dipped it." He dipped a piece of bread he had in his hand and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after the piece of bread had been dipped, Satan entered into that one. Jesus said to him, "What you are doing, do quickly." No one at the table knew what the purpose was of what Jesus had said to him. Because Judas kept the money bag, some thought Jesus had told him to buy what was needed for the feast or to give something to the poor. When that man had received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the time for the Son of Man to be glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify him in himself, and at once he will glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. For this I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but afterwards you will follow me." Here endeth our reading. Please rise as we confess our Christian faith with the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated as we sing verses 1, 2, and 7 of hymn 544. Repentance, that is, by them God shows you your sin and how much you need a Savior. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. My God is that which I love, trust, and fear most in my life. I expect my comfort, good, and delight from my God. Do I look to God, my Heavenly Father, for all love, good, and joy? Is everything measured for me by what pleases me? In all things, am I self-centered and selfish? Do I see my worry and fretting as sin against trusting God? Do I love the things God gives me more than I love Him? And do I cling to what God takes away, even though he gives me himself? Do I believe in myself, my prayers, my faith, my good deeds, or anything else that I do above the Lord God? The second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God in vain. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. So do I curse? Have I cursed? Do I use God's name cheaply for oaths, that are frivolous or false? Do I stand up and swear by God's name when it is for the truth of the gospel or for the benefit of my neighbor in need? Am I tolerant of false preaching and teaching? Do I pray with fervor in times of trouble? Am I bored and indifferent in prayer? Is it so that I cannot speak about God truly because I am bored with God's word? I neglect the study of the catechism, doctrine, and God's word? Is my heart and life in the praise of God in worship? Am I mouthing things while my heart is full away, far away? Is my life marked with the name of God in baptism, characterized by thanksgiving and praise? The sermon is based off of the epistle reading, Hebrews 1, with the theme being the robe of human frame. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Angels are a source of endless fascination and speculation in the world. The hymn for this season was written in the 15th century, almost 600 years ago. It was a time when it was somewhat easier to believe beings like angels or demons really exist. But even now, you like to believe that there are spiritual beings whose sole purpose is to serve God and to take care of you, dear saints in Christ. Why did Jesus have to come among you as human beings? Why didn't he come as an angel or some other kind of being that is stronger, more powerful than you? While angels may be a source of endless attraction to the Christian and to the world, angels have no power to save you. In this week's sermon, you will hear why taking on the robe of our human frame was not only a good idea, but also necessary for your salvation. Yes, angels are wonderful, but they are not Jesus. Jesus came as one of you so that he could redeem you as his own. So today you will continue looking at that ancient hymn, "O Love, How Deep," and how to rightly understand the ministry of angels among God's people. We heard this saying, "He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came." There's no lack of contemporary thought about angels. We've had a number of endless TV shows about angels living among us as a human, experiencing what you experience. You see, when loved ones die, they do not become angels. No, angels are created beings to serve God and you. The Messiah had to be God and man. So have you ever bought something that looks like a product that you really wanted to buy or liked? And it was quite a bit cheaper than the original, but you bought it anyway, because it was very similar to the original. But having something that is similar does not always mean that it is the same or works the same way. Or as a parent or grandparent, you might be able to sympathize with your child or grandchild and what they're enduring in their life, because you too endured the same types of trials. It was similar, but it wasn't the same. You see, the first angels appeared to you in the Bible in Genesis 3. But God placed an angel with a flaming sword at the entrance to the Garden of Eden. Angels appear as messengers, as warriors, as guardians, and worshipers in attendance at the throne of God. These biblical angels are not cute and cuddly. No, they are mighty beings who have been present at every significant event in the life of God's people throughout history. So it should not be a surprise to you then that some thought God would send an angel down to be the Messiah. After all, who could be more powerful? Who could be more in tune with God's will than his own created servants, the angels? Now, the flip side of any discussion of God's holy angels and how God uses them includes demons. According to the scriptures, demons are angels who rebelled against God and his divine will. The leader of these fallen angels is named Satan or Lucifer. Satan means accuser, and it sits in opposition to everything God stands for. You heard about Satan in last Sunday's Holy Gospel in Matthew 1 to 4, verses 1 through 11. The account of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. Just as the angels have been present for so much of God's story, Satan has been there too, lurking about, slithering around, and tempting anybody that they could from everything that is good and right and true in the world. So why didn't God use the angel to oppose Satan and undo his evil reign? Well, you get the answer to the reading from Hebrews 1 in the second stanza of our hymn. He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the eternal Word, the heir of all things. It is through Jesus that God created the world. Jesus is the very voice of God in creation. The whole world was created through him. What's more, Hebrews tells you that he is the exact imprint of his nature, and that he upholds the universe by the word of his power. So in other words, if you want to know the Father, know the Son. You can even go a step further and say that the only way to know the Father is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As mighty as God's created angels are, they cannot redeem you from your sin. Only the uncreated Son of God can do that. So what does it mean then that the Son of God became a little child in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary? Why does that matter so much? Why is it in so many ways at the very heart of what it means to be a Christian? In the words of one early Christian pastor, Gregory Nazianzus, that which he did not assume, he cannot redeem. In other words, in order for Jesus to save you, body and soul, he had to become one of you. You confess this every time during the year when you confess specifically on Trinity Sunday in the Athanasian Creed. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. You see, you have a Savior who is, as the author of Hebrews puts it, a little while lower than the angels. Nevertheless, he is also the one who governs all things. He is the Lord of all, and yet the servant of all. He is both the greatest and the least. He is fully God, and he is fully man. He is the icon, the very image of God's love to the world. So what does that mean for you, fellow Christians? is that you have a God who does not simply understand your weaknesses. He does not merely give us. He is us. He's tempted just as you are, yet without sin. Dear saints in Christ, it is at times like this that you may thank God for Jesus, who came to earth in the womb of the Virgin Mary. You thank God that he took that betrayal into himself, that he wore the robe of our human frame. You thank God that you know that he did it all just for you. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy upon us.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and evil death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From war and bloodshed.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sedition and rebellion.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all calamity by fire and water.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your holy nativity.
Help us, good Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your agony and bloody sweat.
Help us, good Lord.
By your cross and passion,
help us, good Lord.
By your precious death and burial,
help us, good Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension,
help us, good Lord.
And by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation,
help us, good Lord.
In all time of our prosperity,
help us, good Lord.
In the hour of death,
help us, good Lord.
And in the day of judgment,
help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord God.
And to rule and govern your holy Christian church.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word and in wholesome living.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To send faithful laborers into your harvest.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise up those that fall and to strengthen those who stand.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all nations peace and concord.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve our country from discord and contention.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to our nation perpetual victory over her enemies.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless and keep our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To protect all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve all women in their perils of childbirth.
We implore you to hear us,
to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To set free all who are innocently imprisoned.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to have mercy upon all men.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ.
Hear us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us.
O Christ.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, into whose hands we entrust our loved ones, help us to look to you in our time of sorrow, remembering the cloud of faithful witnesses with which we are surrounded. Grant that we may one day share the joys of those who now rest in your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated as we sing hymn 307.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times, in all places, give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross didst give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again. And that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree be overcome, through Christ our Lord. Through him, through whom the angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, Son of God, thou takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace.
Amen.
Take, eat, this is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve the body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
For this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Please rise.
Lord, now let us bow thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Okay.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us for this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee his peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Nelson, I told some of you beforehand that a call this morning that Andy Butler passed away, so keep her family.